from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Dustin, we had Kevin Stefanski on earlier on in the week, and then that clip of him talking about Patrick Mahomes and Steph Curry that I'll play for you guys in a second went pretty viral. It was Dan Patrick's show. It was Colin Cowherd's show. It was everything in between. And I spent more time thinking about it because it went to all these kind of cool places. And my laugh was in the background of the clip, and it sounds obnoxious, and I hate that, but no one picked on me, so I feel great about that. So this was the clip, and then we'll respond accordingly. Here we go.
It was a completion. You know, it's funny. Like, it's almost, you know, Steph Curry changed basketball. I think Mahomes is changing football. You're watching quarterbacks come out and play that style. They comport themselves like him. I would not be surprised if you start seeing that around. Certainly our league, you're going to see kids in high school trying it. Now they better complete it or they're going to hear from their head coach.
There's that laugh. So anyway, I liked how Dan Patrick kind of took it and then made it his own and asked a question out there like, whose career would you rather have? But that's not the question and where I want to focus in on, because we can have that debate. Steph with 2 MVPs and 4 titles, Mahomes 2 MVPs and 3 titles. It's a good question. I think Mahomes ultimately will win that battle, and I think you'd agree on that as well.
I would.
He's probably going to get a fourth. Then he might go ahead and get more. I think there's a difference, though, with Stefanski's answer that in thinking about it over the past couple days, it's just kind of stuck with me. I think Steph changed basketball in a way that has seeped through the college ranks. Like, when you watch March Madness, for instance, Oakland beats Kentucky, not because Oakland's a better team than Kentucky. It's because they shoot better from the three-point land. Same thing happened to Purdue a couple years prior. It's all three ball. That's all you. When you watch March Madness, that's all it is. Who can make their threes? Who can miss their threes? That's your winner. That's your loser of a college basketball game right now. And that's the Steph Curry effect. Like, Steph legitimately did change the game. I don't know that Patrick Mahomes has changed the game. I think Patrick Mahomes.
I disagree.
I think Patrick Mahomes is unquestionably. I think we're going to look at him like, you know how LeBron chased MJ? I think right now Mahomes is chasing Tom Brady. I think that's true. But the influx of talent that we've seen from the quarterback spot, and we've talked about the 2020 draft where they went 5 for 5 with different quarterbacks. That was the Burrow, the Tua, the Herbert, the Hurts. That was that draft class. Like, none of those guys are influenced by Patrick Mahomes and how he plays football. Like, I think it's too early to say that Mahomes has influenced a whole generation.
So you're saying that if Mahomes, like, other quarterbacks aren't trying the trick throws. They're not trying to do the things that the Chiefs and Mahomes do.
I mean, I haven't seen anyone attempt a behind the back pass yet. No, I haven't seen that.
All right. I don't know that Stefanski meant it like that. Even though maybe it came off that way, because Steph changed the game to the point where people are just chucking threes now.
And I think the difference here, so I've always said about LeBron, the hard part about LeBron James is that kids can't try to be LeBron. He's 6'7", 275 pounds. You don't think to yourself, I can be LeBron. It's just not physically possible for 99% of people out there. What we loved about Steph Curry was that you can look at him and say, I could do that. I think Mahomes is so otherworldly talented in his backyard football style. I think kids look at Mahomes and I don't think they think to themselves, I can do what he does. I don't think they look at it and think that way. And so I think saying he's influenced and changed the game at this point, I think is a little too premature. Now, maybe, just maybe, 10 years from now, we have a whole generation of kids with cabbage patch hair, and they're able to throw the ball the way that Mahomes is, and it's just what it is. But like, I've talked to quarterback coaches about this, Dustin. Most quarterback coaches tell me that Patrick Mahomes is not normal because mechanically he's pretty garbage. What he does that's great is the improv stuff, and he gets away with it. From a mechanical standpoint, it's not the most impressive thing you've ever seen.
What are you talking about?
No. Like he. I'm trying to make this the right term, and how I heard it recently from a guy that was a quarterback and was everything there. Well, he makes the throws. Listen, yeah. I'm not trying to say Mahomes is garbage. I think that maybe got misunderstood there.
I don't think you meant that. I mean,
like sidearm throws is not typically what you see out of a standard operating quarterback. Like if you built a quarterback in a lab, it's not coming out with Patrick Mahomes and his sidearm throw. That's what I'm trying to get to. Mechanically,
what are you talking about?
Is it the mechanic word? Is that what we're hanging up on here?
Kind of, yeah.
All right, let me put it this way.
Like,
quarterback coaches don't teach their kids to try to be Patrick Mahomes. There we go. That's what I'm trying to say, I think.
Because they can't.
Because they can't is the point.
But what they can do is try to attack defenses the way that he does, and that offense does. And I do think that the way that the style that they play has changed offenses. I think it's not just changed offenses in the league, but I mean, you look at everything from, you know, Pee Wee all the way up until college football. They're trying to be Mahomes and company.
Is that a good thing for the game? Let me ask you that. Because you can make an argument Steph Curry is not a great thing for the NBA because it's just a three-point contest right now. And I think a lot of kids think that they can be Steph Curry, and that's encouraging, but it did change the game. And maybe we were getting there anyway. 3 equals more than 2 is not like a wild discovery. But with Mahomes, is that something you think football will be better for 20 years from now if kids are trying behind-the-back passes or kids are trying to do backyard football or anything like that to try to be like Mahomes?
JP, it's not like they do this all the time. I don't even know that like the backwards pass is even worth saying that's what he's trying to be or whatever. Like, he's not a trick pony. He's not. Like, he's just a ridiculously talented guy that knows how to attack defenses and is able to implement that with Andy Reid's help and that offense's help, certainly. But every single team and every quarterback out there is trying to model his game and how he sees the field and all of the above.
Do you think we've seen the impact of Mahomes on the NFL level at this point? Or do you feel like we're still working towards that? And that's the answer. I don't have an answer to that one. That's just a genuine question. That's not me trying to be like, oh, let me refute that after the fact. Like, I don't have an answer for that.
No, I
like, Mahomes is different. In many ways, he's different. He didn't start
Steph Curry.
For sure. Didn't start a football game until his sophomore year of high school, was a baseball player. How many great football players do you know didn't start a football game until they were a sophomore year in high school? Like, as a quarterback, that's almost unheard of. Caleb Williams was getting media training from his dad as a freshman in high school. Like, he knew from a very young age he was going to be great and he was going to be in the NFL. I think Mahomes' journey is part of the reason why Mahomes is so special and unique. I think a lot of kids try to copy that, but I don't think you can pull it off. I think you try to copy Steph Curry, and I think you feel like you can come close. I don't think you can come anywhere close if you try to copy Mahomes. I think what he does is so unique. That's a compliment I'm trying to give him.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Glad we got there.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.